Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Store. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Thanks for joining us today on the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. So something that I think is fun to talk about for people who are still in their working years, we're working for our money, right? This is what we're doing. We're going out, we're working, we're earning a paycheck. And when we get to retirement, this is where our money finally pays us. Our money is working for us in retirement. Our money is providing a paycheck for us in retirement. This is a retirement show for those near and in retirement, and that is what I want people to understand as we dive into today's topic. We work so hard for our money our whole lives. I know I do, and I'm sure you do too, all of you. I've got kids, likely you've got kids. I've got mortgages, cars, medical stuff, not easy to save. But now we have to do it. And why do we have to do it? Because we have to live off of it someday. So what's interesting is in the thousands of conversations literally I've had with people entering retirement, it's just so weird for everybody. This might make you giggle when you hear it. If this is you, don't feel alone. It's just a weird concept for people where you're like, wow, I actually have to pull my money out now. I've been saving my whole life, but now I got to spend it? It's weird because our investments and our accounts, over the years, they kind of became a scorecard where people like seeing these accounts grow and grow and grow, and you just hate the concept of dipping into them and risking them going the wrong way. So you spend an entire lifetime being a saver, and now at the flip of a switch, you're expected to be a spender, and that was really hard for some. So in retirement, income is in the outcome. So the fact that you're supposed to spend it, it's hard for people sometimes. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm pulling out this money. I'm going to run out of money. You've never done it before. So doing something like saving for 20, 30, 40 years, that's a tough habit to break. So what do those studies say? It's something like you do something for 21 days in a row or whatever, you kind of create a habit. Do it for 21 years in a row or 41 years in a row. It's hard to break that habit. It's tough. So you just got to wrap your minds around this. And here's what I want to go with this. I always hear those slogans out there like, pay yourself first. You ever hear that? And it's a good slogan, right? Essentially, what it means is making sure people that you save money for yourself along the way. That's paying yourself first. And it's just a way of people saying like, hey, save off the top. And a 401k is probably the best example of this, where it's essentially paying yourself first because it's saving off the top of your wages. It's before you ever see your paycheck, and it's a great strategy. It's a proven way of why people have wealth that they've accumulated in their 401ks. And it's because they just don't even think about it, and they don't see it. They don't even know that they're paying themselves off the top. Kind of like having a mortgage where you just pay that monthly payment, but you're paying down principal. And that's another good example of that. So in other words, we basically spend our life, our entire life, making money and saving money. But retirement's the first time where your money's now paying you first. And that's supposed to be the whole reason why we save to begin with. So think about it. Where are you going to go get that money to live off of? Okay, I'm sure you're going to have some Social Security. Maybe you're fortunate enough to have a pension. But where's the rest of that income coming from? It's your money. So here's my call. Do you want to know how much money your money's going to be able to pay you? Wouldn't you want to know that? I would want to know that. So here's a couple lessons on how to know that, okay? How do you know how much your money's going to be able to pay you in retirement? So I've got this famous phrase that I basically like to teach anybody who's going to listen to me, which is investments work in percentages, but your life works in dollars. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Investments work in percentages, but your life works in dollars. So if you had, let's say, an investment earn 10%, it's going to earn 10% whether you put $1 million in or $1,000 in, because investments work on percentages. But if you had $1 million, 10% would earn you $100,000. That's a lot of dollars to live off of. Well, if unfortunately you only saved $1,000, that same 10% is only going to pay you $100. Not enough dollars to live off of, even though you get the same 10%. So the moral of the story here is more money makes more money. This is a great start so you know how much your money is going to pay you in retirement. Remember, that's what we're talking about. Here is your retirement plan in a nutshell. Do you have enough money to pay your bills in retirement? In my first book, Purpose-Based Investing, I call it Eat the Eggs, Not the Chickens. Can you get your investment accounts, your 401ks, your 403bs, your investment accounts, your IRAs to generate enough income in retirement so that you're just spending interest in dividends, not spending the principal? That's eat the eggs and not the chickens. So how do you know if you have enough money to survive? It's how much money can your money pay you? And a good way to understand that is what's the rate of return you can expect from cash flow off your investments? And how big is the pile of money that you saved? Again, if you had $1 million saved up, what's a reasonable rate of return that you can expect to take income out for the rest of your life? Well, that's a whole other broader discussion. But for right now, stock markets had a great decade, right? But that kind of came to an end in 2022, and 2023 is off to a little bit of a rocky start. So it doesn't typically continue strong forever. And interest rates, although they've come up close to 4.5%, 5%, they're still historically over the last 10 years have been pretty low. So if you can get 4, 5, 6% return on average in retirement, you should probably expect that range. So if you had that $1 million, guess what? You'd be able to take out $50,000 a year just from interest and dividends. So let's use that 5% as an example. I say just as a relative rule of thumb, whether it's growth from the market or whether it's just taking interest or eating the eggs, not the chickens off your investments. Okay, you saved $1 million. 5% is a reasonable rate of return. That's $50,000 a year that your money is going to be able to pay you as supplemental income in retirement. If you've got $500,000 saved up, that's $25,000 that could be paid to you from your investments without eating the chickens, without touching the principal. Now, if you don't invest correctly, you're going to get paid less, right? So you can't screw this thing up. So you don't do a good job, your money's not going to pay you as much. This is another lesson for a lot of you that think it's okay just to sit on too much cash. It feels like you're not losing money, but your money's certainly not going to pay anything. So effectively, you are losing money if you sit in cash, especially when you figure in inflation, right? Cost of living. So how's your money going to pay for yourself when your portfolio's down in value? If you're investing in a diversified portfolio that has both stocks and bonds, not bond funds, mind you, but individual bonds, it just doesn't go up like clockwork. That's not how the rules work. It's going to have some cycles, right? 2022 was a down year for many assets. It's going to have some great years. 2021 was a great time for most assets. It's going to have some okay years. But in those down years, how is your money going to pay you if it's down in value, right? Do you have to adjust your lifestyle down just because the market's down? The answer is no. There are strategies around this. You got to learn these, and we can teach them to you. So an example is, if you have $1 million and you need $40,000, $50,000 of supplemental income to add to your Social Security, your pensions, whatever it happens to be, you need your investments to generate in cash flow 4 or 5%, because that'll generate $40,000, $50,000 independent of if the market's going up or down. If you've saved $500,000, guess what? $20,000, $25,000 of cash flow can come off your investments. Why? Gives you permission to spend in good markets and bad. So what happens when we go through things like now with inflation? Your money's paying you a certain amount of money, so that's what we keep talking about, but you need more money because inflation over time is going to kind of chip away at that. So if your investments are going down at the same time you got to pull out money, that could be a recipe for disaster. So what strategies help you combat inflation? What about taxes? You got to account for those too. You need to live off after-tax money. Where are you pulling the money from? We can teach you these strategies to where you pull money from, the different accounts that make you pay less in taxes every year. There's ways to do that. So really, at the end of the day, how much can you save and how much can your money pay you after tax? And the reality is, you've got to optimize all this. It just doesn't happen by accident. There's a lot of strategies that we can show you. Doesn't matter if the market's relatively high or relatively low. Doesn't matter if interest rates are low or high. We can show you how to get a reasonable, proven returns over the long haul that are going to maximize your income, but also minimize your taxes. You've worked way too hard for your money all these years not to have your money working as hard for you. And you might have special goals in mind, maybe things like extra vacations early on in retirement, maybe you got some legacy goal for the kids, the grandkids, maybe some charity goals. Those are all nuances that we can help you strategize and maximize around. It should be as simple as you worked 40 years in your life, an extra hour or so planning where there's no cost, no obligation. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. We've helped thousands of people in the Chicago area and those in the suburbs. We've got offices in Madison, Burr Ridge, and we work with clients in 27 different states. Good financial planning advice knows no geography. So it doesn't mean you're going to become a long-term client. There's no cost to come in and have a chat with us, set up a 15-minute strategy call. We can build out that comprehensive retirement plan for you to make sure that you know how you're getting income in retirement, that you know you're going to be okay because your money's going to last as long as you do, and you know you're going to legally pay the least amount in taxes. Now, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, I put together what I'd like to refer to as a retirement success toolkit, a retirement success toolkit. It's got a copy of my recently published book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Just give us a call. We'll even cover the shipping. 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. Once again, we'll even mail it out at our expense. So you're listening to Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, for speaking about making the most out of what you've worked so hard to save. We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. So how's this latest stock market roller coaster ride treating you? You've worked too long and too hard scrimping and saving for retirement to have it exposed to this market volatility or gobbled up by some retirement spend-down scheme. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, hoping for different results. For your free, no obligation, no more volatility information kit, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. It's time to get off the roller coaster and get serious about how you're planning for retirement, using tools and strategies designed to generate steady retirement income so you may have the retirement you've worked so long and so hard for. For your free, no obligation, no more volatility information kit, call 866-316-0822 or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and so many important things to talk about when it comes to how your money is paying you, that transition that happens when you get to retirement. And really the other thing is that we need to think about, rather than just accumulating, which is what we're doing during our working years, we need to go into a protection mode, a preservation mode, an asset protection type mode here as well as we get within about 5 years of retirement or we're in retirement. So I am huge on asset protection. Asset protection is kind of a self-explanatory phrase, right? Protect your assets. That's what we're talking about here. And look, I have a lot of conversations with a lot of successful people. I'm fortunate enough because of my hard work to have accumulated significant assets myself. And I can guarantee you there's a number one universal goal that all my clients with significant assets and my goals are, which is don't lose them. Don't give them back. You find a way to do some good in this world, accumulate some things for yourself. It becomes very imperative in your heart and your soul that you make sure you don't go backwards, that you don't give up that lifestyle. So this particular year, I'm speaking to more of you that have real estate and family goals and investments in the market than ever before. And the main reason is why, because the current Biden administration has some serious plans that can negatively impact those of you with not only real estate, but a good amount of real estate. So again, I want to give you the number. If you've got a large real estate portfolio, you probably want to have a conversation with us. What's nice about this, it's not a stock and bond conversation. It's a tax strategy conversation. 866-316-0822. If you haven't done anything about this yet, there's still time, but you got to start looking at this because there's a good chance that things like 1031 exchange rules could change for the negative within the next year or two. There's a good chance that estate taxes or their limits are going to go down, and there's a chance that capital gains taxes can go up. There's a talk in the step-up in cost basis could be eliminated, at least to some degree. And that's all disastrous if you plan on moving real estate, selling real estate, or trying to leave real estate behind to the kids. So there's some strategies, some really good ones, whether your goals are for the kids, your grandkids, for yourself, charities, or some combination of the above, to help minimize or even completely avoid things like taxes. And again, there's still time to take advantage of it. So make sure you're educating yourself. You're working with fiduciary financial planner who not only knows stocks and bonds, but can talk to you about real estate, talk to you about taxes, talk to you about estate planning. We can certainly help that if you need it. So some other areas of asset protection that come to mind is just frankly, the state of Illinois. I don't think it's an unpopular thing for me to say that it's not really friendly to be a business owner or a landlord in Illinois whatsoever, period. And I'll spare you the rants of somebody who owns real estate and a business in Illinois, and just know it's not really great here. So do I want, if God forbid, someone trips on a property and falls, something like that, do I want to be subjected to the laws of Illinois? Or maybe more beneficial laws like a state like Nevada, Delaware, or Wyoming? So the question is, do you own an Illinois trust, which owns things like your real estate, or should you own something like a trust in Nevada or Wyoming that owns your real estate? That's a question. Same with LLCs. So those of you that are good real estate investors may want to limit your liability by having an LLC, limited liability corporation, own your real estate, which is a great idea. It protects other areas of your own personal finances and assets in case something happens to that real estate. Is it an Illinois LLC? Or again, should you have something like a Nevada LLC? And therefore, you have a Nevada trust, which owns the shares of the Nevada LLC. So depending on how you structure things, you could actually save Illinois taxes when you do this, which is a huge one. But also, it could just help you have peace of mind and prudent planning to make sure that you've done everything possible to protect your assets, right? See, the problem with the financial services industry is they all just want to sell you stuff. Now I hear, buy my annuity, buy my mutual fund portfolio, buy my money management, buy gold, whatever it happens to be. But your financial life is far more complicated than that, right? It's the investments, it's the income, it's the taxes, it's the healthcare plan, it's the estate plan, it's the real estate plan. That's having a real financial advisor. Don't pay for the products, folks. Pay for the advice. I also think that in this sense of maybe someday you might want to move out of Illinois, and then you sell your properties, and well, Illinois is pretty notorious for what we call clawback, which basically means if something originated in Illinois, even if you move state someday, they want to try to get their taxes anyway. We see this with a lot of the work from home and the remote work things as well. So if something originates with an LLC or a trust that's not for Illinois, could you move someday and maybe avoid clawback at taxes in a way that unfortunately you wouldn't if you didn't structure things properly? Once again, things to consider. So another thing I think about for asset protection is for my kids. So I've done some estate planning and some trust planning. I've got three kids, two boys and a daughter. If something were to happen to Karen and I, my wife of 28 years, it's going to go a third, a third, a third to them. And I don't think they listen to this show, so that's why I'm safe, because I don't want them to know that. Secret safe, right? But it turns out 20, 25-year-olds don't really listen to AM radio quite often as you might think, so I think I'm going to be okay, right? But if things go a third, a third, a third to them, do I just leave it to them? No, I leave it in a trust where they have access to it. They can do what they want, but should they ever get divorced? Should they ever have creditor issues? Should they ever have a lawsuit? Those assets are actually protected from that. So how beautiful is that they can do whatever they want, whenever they want with the money, but it's just structured in a way where divorce or creditors and lawsuits just can't have access to it. And that is huge. Honestly, in the state of Illinois, the combination of divorce or creditors is over 50%. So I'm going to shield them from that. I'm going to give them options. I'm going to protect them from themselves. And I think another asset protection is a lot of you may have parents who are aging or aunts or uncles, and the state may basically drain down their assets in order for them to get long-term care help or Medicaid help. And there's a way for you to even shield those assets so that they don't have to be spent down for you to get things like Medicaid. But the question is, do you want Medicaid bed or do you still want private care? And that's a whole different discussion as well. So if you've fallen in one of those categories, really just someone who has assets and wants to protect them, whether it's a simple trust, whether it's things like LLCs, or maybe some more advanced planning in particular for those of you who have more substantial assets and transferring goals, that's a whole other category that you should really get this research done. And we can help you with it. And then just any one of you that might just have aging parents or your own long-term care needs or have concerns about, you know, is my family going to be okay if I had a healthcare event? If I needed home-based healthcare, long-term care, how would I take care of it? There's just different ways to protect assets there, but you got to have that conversation. So in summary, it's important to put your assets to work that help you maximize your retirement. And it's certainly important to structure things properly where they can't be taken away, whether that's from market cycles, changing tax laws, long-term care medical illnesses, or anything we talked about today, including divorce and creditors. You've worked too hard for this. We've helped thousands of Chicagoans and those in the suburbs and across the country. There's no cost, no obligation, really no reason not to have a conversation. Everybody leaves our office with what I call that exhale moment. Whew. Okay, we've taken care of this. We crossed that off the list. We've done things right. And now they can move forward with all the fun things in life and retirement. So as usual, this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome. I put together what I'd like to refer as our Retirement Success Toolkit. A Retirement Success Toolkit, it's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another companion report, 11 Signs You're Working with a Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or even ask for it at our website, crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll mail it out at our expense. It's got more than one thing in it. Why? Because you need more than one thing in retirement. Get this critical Retirement Success Toolkit in your hands today. This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
Hey, thanks for listening to this week's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. And right now, we're giving away 5 free copies of Michael's Amazon best-selling book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. This insightful read focuses on the 5 key areas of retirement planning: income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. Purpose-Based Investing from Michael Stewart will answer 3 key questions. Am I going to be okay? Will I have enough income in retirement to last as long as I do? And if something happens to me, will my family or those I care about be okay? Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. Available for the first 5 callers right now at 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Thanks for joining us today on the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am Michael Stewart. I am here today to help you navigate this ever-changing world. And it seems just like it's getting more and more complicated to figure out our financial decisions and how we do this in what seems like such a crazy complicated time in our world and really in our history. We've been discussing how much your retirement savings can pay you in retirement and asset protection. This is a random thought, so I assume many of our listeners were Saturday Night Live fans at some point, SNL. Now it's on so late, we're probably all too tired to watch it, and it's kind of fallen off the table as far as quality. And, you know, I'm just a little bit too old and tired for that, so we'll DVR it and check it out during the day. But seriously, it's gotten, I don't know, about your household. It's at the point for us when we're putting our kids to bed, when it's getting pretty close to when they're putting their kids to bed at this point. Those two lines are really kind of crossing in opposite directions quicker than I think. But where I was going with that was there used to be this famous skit of Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy, which essentially was, yeah, you just remember that, just a complete random thought. So I almost feel like this is that. But essentially, I was just lost in my own head thinking about this the other day. I'm just floating this out. Is it possible that we live in, if not the most important, but one of the most important times in history right now? You never really think that because it's your own lifespan and it's just your world around you. But I was just thinking about this. Now, I was never great in history class. And before you judge me too hard, remember, I'm really good at math. That's my job. So you know what? Didn't really need to. Let's call it what it is. But I really wish I was better at it for this segment because I think things like the Renaissance is an example, right? We all had to study this Renaissance period, and the reason it's called a Renaissance is if it's going back through this dark ages to this period of human evolution, and we look at all the things that happened and we learned as humans during that time period, it's like it's just known as this important time period. Think about it. Not just the invention of fire, but think about the invention of electricity as an example. Think about all the ways that help human beings grow and evolve for what we're able to do. 25 years ago, the internet was called a fad. Yeah, I remember watching Good Morning America, and I was like, what's this internet thing? Is this thing going to be here to stay? And people are like, no, absolutely not. Ridiculous, right? We don't know anything in this world without the internet these days. And there's more power in my phone in my pocket than what NASA had when they sent the first person to the moon. So in 25 years, we went from not having any clue, we never heard of this thing called the internet, to having the most rapid, unbelievable amount of information at our fingertips 24/7. Now we've got self-driving trucks that are practically here. If you don't know this, by the way, you're going to see self-driving, at least semi-trucks, delivered in the next couple years. It's going to happen. We have AI right now, right? ChatGPT and Bard, right? From 25 years to that, 25 years is nothing. It's a grain of sand in human history. So again, part of this was just posturing, just a fun topic I want people to think about here, which is that we are in the middle of a technology evolution that rivals anything, whether it's electricity being invented. Some of you are coming up with much better analogies than I probably could, but really stop and think about just how crazy this has all been and what that means for the next 20, 25 years. So where I'm going with this is also just remember how little we know about what's going to be around 20 years from now. You could never, in 2023, this isn't like somebody waking up from the Ice Age and being dropped here today and not know what's going on. Like if you had just time traveled from 25 years ago, you'd be freaked out about what's here. You have no clue. So just think that's important to humble ourselves there a little bit. And if you want to translate this into all things like financial planning or the markets, I unfortunately feel like I've been meeting more, I don't know, I'm not here to pick on anybody, let's just say doomsayers, right? Doom and gloom, world's coming to an end. People that are just so worried about the entire economy crashing and coming down and hey, things aren't the same as they used to be. I guess my point is so many things are going to be invented, so many things are going to come to our world and our economy and our society in the next 20 years that I think you just have to really remember that sometime it's okay to have healthy concerns of certain things, whether it's who's in political office or what your ideology and philosophies are in this country. I'm not here to tell you not to be concerned or worried about stuff like that, or whether that's what's going on, your own perception of what's going on with your family, the kids, the colleges, the schools. But what I am saying is that if you just think that the entire structure of everything's just going to completely crumble, come down someday, then I don't really think I can help you a lot or that anybody else can help you. But if you just humble yourself a little bit and just realize that, yeah, economies and cycles and markets and inventions, they cycle. They go up and down. But there's things you can't even think about that are going to lift it back up over the next few years. And that's a little bit of the message in this too. Just certainly, I think some food for thought and things to keep in mind. And again, I think it speaks to the need for you admitting that, yeah, you can't predict the future. You don't know what's going to be happening with anything. But we can plan. We can be proactive in certain ways. And I think that's an important thing to remember, whether it's about our life or about our finances. For as important as coal was to our society or oil, right? And then people look at stuff like the way it's going now, right? With electric vehicles and solar and wind. You may or may not like them, but guess what? They're here to stay. So just wanted to bring that. So the reality is a lot changed over even just the last 10 years. And if you haven't really looked at a lot of your own investment strategies or your tax strategies, if you've just been keeping on, investing the same way you were 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you're missing the boat. If you haven't had a retirement plan, I got to tell you, it's a dangerous thing for me to hear because you work an entire life. You work too hard for the money you have, not to have it working hard for you. And the best part of it is you don't need to do much. You don't need to figure this out yourself. You don't need to pay us any money to figure it out for you. We'll meet a couple times. We'll build you out a retirement plan, an income plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, an estate plan, and a retirement income plan, right? Cover Social Security strategies, tax strategies. We'll do that up to 2 visits with you. Have a phone call, have an in-person, determine, are we a good fit? Can we help you achieve what you're trying to? Take a look at where you are now, where you're going, and determine, can we fill those gaps for you? We've helped thousands of Chicagoans and those across the country. I'm going to give you the number. If you want to set up a 15-minute strategy call to see if we can help you, you've got questions, we've got answers, give us a call. 866-316-0822, and we'll get you on the calendar for next week. 866-316-0822. You can always also go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Let's spend a few minutes, though, talking about the economy and markets as it relates to things like our investments and what makes sense given where we are right now. Again, this is one of those areas that's obviously nobody's got a crystal ball. You can't tell us exactly what's coming, but let's talk a little bit about what we need to know as it relates to what's going on with our investments right now and where the markets are. Well, as it relates to your investments, the two most important things are match them up with what your financial plan needs are. And 2, match them up with your own comfort level so you can actually stick with that plan. That's the 2 most important things always. And most of you have no clue what your investments need to do for you to do okay. Do you need to earn 3% for you to be okay? Do you have to earn 10% to be okay? Do you need to produce a certain amount of income from your investments or do you not need any income? You just need them to grow. Do you need access to your money in a pinch for emergencies? Or can you not touch that money for the next 3, 5, 10 years? People just don't give any consideration to that. When we put together a financial plan for our clients, we call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. It's going to cover 5 areas for you. It's not just a junk drawer of stuff selling you a bunch of things. right? Where, oh, I got these IRAs, 401k, stocks, bonds, annuities, life insurance. It's a real financial plan. It's going to cover five things. One, where's your income coming from in good markets and bad? So we don't have to have the market go up in order for you to pay your bills every year. Number two, how do you take the amount of risk you need to, but no more? Because you don't get rewarded for taking extra risk. In fact, that's going to derail your plan. Take the amount of risk you need to, no more, no less. Three, could you be doing it the most tax-efficient way? Right? Could you save hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially of taxes over your lifetime? Four, if you had a healthcare event, how would you pay for it? Five, do you have the right estate planning documents in place? That's having a real retirement plan. We call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. So the number one thing is that it's not even just about what's going on with the investments or the markets. Just understand your own situation. When we run financial plans and we could say, look, you need to draw X amount of income from your investments in 3 years based off what you're going to do and when you're going to retire. Well, that's a certain. Now, as we go fill out that money with certain investments that specialize in that, we look and say, hey, we had to earn 4 or 5% on this money forever. And you can do all the things you ever said you wanted to do with maybe a good diversified portfolio where you're never going to go bankrupt. You're going to have as much money as you can. You never lose anything. But you've got a very good chance of earning that 4, 5, 6, 7, 8%. Now we know how to invest it based on what you need the money to do. The number one reason investments don't work out is because people and their emotions, which means people put themselves in something aggressive because they want the returns. And then the second it's down, they bail, or they put themselves in something conservative. And then once other aggressive things do well, they bail on the conservative and then they flip-flop at the exact wrong time and go to the aggressive stuff just before it crashes. So again, that second part I mentioned, which is just understand your own risk tolerance, your own capacity for risk. Some of you aren't comfortable with stocks and the volatility, and that's okay. But maybe you're more comfortable with real estate. Maybe you're more comfortable with things that are linked to the market, but not in the market. Maybe you just want to beat the bank. There's nothing wrong with that. Your plan has to, A, achieve the income level you desire in retirement in the most tax-efficient way possible, and B, be at a risk level that you are comfortable with. So again, what does your plan need and what are you comfortable with? Boom, that's a great start. Now you heard me mention stocks and real estate for a reason, which is I'll always continue to believe until the last 100 years plus eventually turns incorrect or proves me wrong, which is the best long-term rate of return in this country to earn a return is on some combination of stocks and real estate. Now there's a couple types of ways you can do it. You can do publicly traded stocks. We tend to like dividend paying stocks, right? Because they pay you 3, 4, 5% to own them and you get growth over time. In real estate, you can even do private stocks and private real estate or public real estate. And this is a little bit more conducive towards where we're at right now. There's no question the stock market is pretty volatile right now. We came off a historic low last year where the market, S&P 500, ended the year around 19%, was down 25% at one point. NASDAQ is down 35% at one point, ended the year down about 30%. And they've rallied back a little bit, but there's still a lot of uncertainty out there. Now, there's a couple things that are important. The stock market is still expensive. Why? Even though its prices have been coming down or the market's been coming down, the earnings are coming down too, which means that the market is just as expensive as it was a year ago. That's a math problem. Don't need to know how to figure it out. You just got to trust me on this one. Even though the market's down from where it was last year, it's still just as expensive from an earnings standpoint as it was last year because earnings are coming down. They're also competing with much higher interest rates as well. So now there used to be something called TINA. There is no alternative, right? So when the banks were paying you zero and bonds were paying you zero, then you almost were forced to go in the market, take risk, because that was the only place for potential return. That has gone away. The Fed's raised interest rates to almost 5% in the past 12 months. What does that mean for you? It means that your safe money can now earn 4%, 5%, even close to 6% now. You don't have to have all of it geared over your skis and risk in the market. A lot of other alternatives out there. And if either as a do-it-yourself investor, you don't understand what those are, or your other advisor saying, hey, don't worry, buy and hold, stay the course, then you might have outgrown your advisor because there's a ton of great options out there. Heck, you can go out and buy a 9-month treasury bill right now for almost 5%, right? AAA rated U.S. government. You've got options out there. If your advisor, your broker, your agent isn't sharing those with you, give us a call, look us up, and let's share some things that are actually going to have you be able to make money in this economic uncertainty. But it's one thing to say, it's another thing to do, right? what area of the market you want to be in, what fixed income, should I be in CDs, should I be in individual bonds, should I be in treasuries? So I'm going to give you an example, right? So like the S&P 500 is what's called a market cap factor. So the S&P 500 is the 505 largest companies in the U.S., but they have a market cap factor. So how do you know what stocks are in the S&P 500? It's weighted based off of how big they are. So a company like Apple or Microsoft, they're worth more in the S&P because it's a bigger company, so they take a bigger percentage of the S&P 500. So what that inherently means is the S&P can become more expensive because if bigger companies keep getting bigger, it makes an already expensive stock even more expensive, which makes the market even more expensive. So I believe the last time I checked, it's something like the six biggest stocks in the S&P 500 account for 20% of the entire side. So there's over 500 stocks in the S&P 500, but six of them account for 20%. So our portfolios, we like to strategically take on what you call factor exposure, but different types of factors. So one factor, and I don't want to, again, make this too technical, but people often think that the market's the market. It's not. There's different factors when you look at investments. Again, the S&P 500's factor is just how big a company is, market capitalization. One other factor you can filter is through value, right? So in other words, we look for bargains. We try to buy companies we think are cheaper than the broader market. Maybe they pay a really good dividend of 3, 4, 5, 6%. Another factor is momentum. As trends continue in an ever-changing world, you want to ride that momentum in areas that are just more preferable. As an example, last year, energy was a great place to be in. Value is a great place to be in. If you were in growth stocks and tech stocks, you got crushed. Did your advisor adjust the momentum of the market? That's not market timing. It's just looking at the economic realities of what factors are in place and what factors are not in place. You certainly would rather be more in energy last year than you would have been technology, right? Ride the momentum. And this is a big one, which is quality. Believe it or not, you can filter stocks based off how good their balance sheets and income statements are. So is there a company with a lot of debt that's not earning a lot of money? Well, when the economy goes down, that company is going to take a bigger hit. Whereas a company with a stronger balance sheet, it doesn't go down as much because they aren't as expensive. So we're preferring to err on the side of quality, just filtering companies that have stronger balance sheets, and then safety, which is minimum volatility. Certain stocks just don't hop around quite as much as the others. So that's really where, again, I think if you haven't looked at your IRAs, your 401ks, your individual accounts, your joint accounts, your trust accounts, your investment accounts in years, right? You know, just close your eyes, probably didn't even open your statements last year. It's really important to have a look at this because you probably have no idea if some of your investments are good, bad, expensive, not expensive. Maybe they started out appropriate for you and now they just don't make sense anymore. Maybe you had bad funds, maybe you had high underperforming funds or things that have higher fees than you anticipate. Or maybe you're just not in the right areas of the market. There's been a lot of changes, whether it's administrations, pandemics, interest rates, and you probably don't notice. Because in the last few years, the market was up. And then when it rolled over last year, everybody's like, wait a minute. I often talk about a rising tide lifting all boats. What that means is nobody cares when the market's going up that you're overpaying in fees. Nobody cares how much risk you're taking when the market's going up because all rising tide lifts all boats. But what if I told you that, let's say you're with one of the big Wall Street brokerage firms and they charge you 1.5% a year as a brokerage fee. And then you flip open your statement. And you see, I've got all these mutual funds. I've got all these exchange-traded funds, what they call ETFs. Has your advisor ever actually shared with you that not only are you paying them an advisory fee, right, 1.5%, but every single one of those funds on that sheet, including in your 401k, have an additional advisory fee inside of it, a management fee inside of it, typically somewhere between 0.2 to 1.5%. What does that mean? That means if you're paying your broker 1% and the fund has another 1% fee in it, your actually true all-in cost for investment management is 2%. If you got $1 million, you're not paying $10,000 a year like you thought you were paying the advisor 1%. You're paying $20,000 a year when you figure in the fund fees associated with it. So why is that important? It's important when you get a volatile market. It's important when you need to start taking income off your investments because if they have you in a bond fund that's paying you 3%, and the advisory fees and internal fees are another 2%, you're actually only netting out about 1%. They're making more than you are. It's important to know exactly what your costs are. So an extra 0.5% or 1% a year because you tuned up your portfolio, it can mean the world of difference in your retirement plan, let alone the fact that you deserve it. You work for this money. You save the money. Just a tweak in your portfolio or some better research can add money back to your hard work and portfolio. To me, it would kill me if my money that I worked so hard for wasn't doing the best it could. We've done this for thousands of people in Chicago area, up in Wisconsin, across the country. We'll build your retirement income plan. We'll analyze your investments. We'll give you recommendations, tax strategies, Social Security strategies, and more. You just need to give us a call. You got to raise your hand. Let us know you want that information. You can spend up to 2 meetings with us. We'll have a phone call, what we call a 15-minute strategy call. See if we can answer your questions. If it makes sense to meet, there's no cost to meet. We'll just roll up our sleeves, dig a little deeper. So whatever you need help with, we're happy to do it. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, one of the beautiful things, we're celebrating 15 years in business as of this March. We have not only financial planning fiduciary advisors on the investment side, but we also have a CPA and a full tax team on staff. We'll do over 600 tax returns this year. We do proactive tax planning. How do we save you money on taxes, not only this year, but over your lifetime, to potentially avoid you overpaying hundreds of thousands of dollars of unnecessary and voluntary taxes? One, if you had a healthcare event, how would you pay for it without bankrupting your family? And we have a legal team in-house that we work with on the estate planning side to make sure that you get all the documents you need for a proper estate plan. Wills, trusts, power of attorneys, transfer on death deeds, all of those things. When you have all those components, you have a real financial plan. Now, before we move on, before we go to the next break, I want to offer you an opportunity, if you haven't already got it, to get what we call our Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a copy of my second book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge simply by calling 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. It's got more than one thing in it because your life's complicated. You need more than one thing. We'll even cover the postage. Give us a call, 866-316-0822, and ask for the Retirement Success Toolkit. You have been listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we've been discussing getting a paycheck from your retirement savings, asset protection, and even a little SNL skits. Hang tight. We'll be right back with some more insights on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Remember the good old days when you could earn 5% on a bank CD? What if you could earn similar rates on interest and dividends to those CD rates? It's possible. And the income specialists at the Retirement Income Source can help you. We're a network of experienced financial advisors operating independently owned firms under the umbrella of the Retirement Income Source. This makes it simple and easy for you to find a retirement income specialist in your local area. Our advisors have helped hardworking Americans across the country invest and save for their retirement.
Michael Stewart is your local income specialist. He's the president of Crystal Lake Tax. With over 30 years' experience in the financial services industry, Michael is also an Amazon best-selling author, and his book has helped thousands of clients better understand the inside game of financial investing. If you're interested in learning more about Michael Stewart, his business, and how he can help you with your retirement strategy, visit CrystalLakeTax.com.
The clients get that statement and it says, yeah, the average return's been 7, 8%, whatever it is. And they go, for who? I've gotten about 3% or 4%.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. With offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Thanks for joining us on the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you missed any of the show, get caught up at CrystalLakeTax.com and check out our In the Media page. That's CrystalLakeTax.com. Seems like we get caught up in so much negative news. We get so worried, but I think we got some good news here. We're going to talk about Social Security because Social Security just gave the biggest increase in the cost of living adjustment for Social Security in about 40 years. So this seems like some pretty good news, but there's more to the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. So what happens is by the time any of you collect like Social Security, whether it's your own working Social Security, what they call your retirement benefit, whether it's spousal Social Security for those of you married or divorced that qualify, whether it's survivor benefit Social Security, which is, God forbid, a situation, but a spouse is lost and now you collect a survivor Social Security and their benefits. So it doesn't matter which form of Social Security you collect. Once you're collecting Social Security, every year in October, our government announces CPI data, which is Consumer Price Index, a measure of inflation. And if inflation measures 2% that year, then Social Security goes up by 2%. So that's what's called a COLA, a cost of living adjustment, every year for Social Security. Basically, everything costs a little bit more so they can give you a little bump in your raise. Now, it's just based off of different readings. So there's been years when it's been zero. Patients not measured anything. And I think 2015, if I'm not mistaken, was the last time that there was actually a zero. So don't quote me on that, but I think it was around then. Well, inflation has definitely been in the news the past year. So probably not the shocker today's show to tell you that we've seen year over year high inflation. And the most year over year inflation we've seen in about 40 years. Now, you're hearing the word transitory a lot, right? Transitory essentially is basically that the Fed said that inflation was only going to be around for a short period of time. And here we are a couple years later, and the prints are still coming in at well over 5% on the inflation. They say it's going to dissipate. Well, the reality is we think it's going to get pretty sticky around the 4% level. Why? Because it was heavy inflation on goods, right? Coming out of the pandemic with all the free money chasing stuff. Everybody buying treadmills, everybody buying stuff for their house and fixing things up when they were kind of crammed in home for about a year and a half or so. And then all of a sudden, guess what? Now in the past year or so, everything's opened back up. We're not buying stuff anymore. Instead, we're doing stuff. We're getting experiences. We're traveling. We're going out. We're going to the restaurants. So guess what? That is also inflationary. It's just inflationary on the services side. There's a lot of issues going out there, supply chain, labor inflation. There's just a lot of things. So when the government's been talking about transitory, you notice the Fed has dropped that from their vernacular because you can't say transitory or short term for inflation when we've been digging in, going from zero to almost 5% interest rates, right? Because that was a systemic shock. But here we are, inflation got as high as around 9% in the middle of last summer, and it's been creeping back, but it's still historically really high. So that's why you get what we call the cost of living adjustments. So the benefit of the cost of living adjustment is those that were claiming Social Security got over 8% added to their Social Security checks. Here's an example. You were getting $2,000 a month from Social Security, you got about $170 raise. You were getting $3,000, you got almost a $270 raise on your Social Security. That's almost like another form of government stimulus in the sense that that's just more money flowing through the economy, which I hate to tell you, it's great for those that get the money, but that's inflationary because it's more dollars chasing fewer things still. Either way, we kind of understand what that was. But anyway, when it comes to Social Security planning of that, we understand the cost of living side. But one of the things that a lot of advisors don't help individuals with is when and how they should claim Social Security. The most basic type of information that they typically give their clients is, hey, when you retire, you should take Social Security. Or wait till your full retirement age at 66 or 67. Or wait until 70 because that's when you get the most. Folks, that's not how Social Security works in a real retirement plan. How Social Security should operate in a real retirement plan is that you've sat down and put together, we call ours a retirement success blueprint. In a retirement success blueprint, we come out and say, how much income do we really need in retirement to do all the things that we want to do in retirement? What guaranteed sources could we tap today or in the future, like Social Security and pensions, rental income off of rental houses? And then what is our gap? Our gap has to be covered by our investments. So then we get to go to step two is we know what our income needs to be and what our different sources are and we know what our gap is. So now step two is knowing what my income gap is, I've amassed $500,000, $1 million, $5 million, whatever you've saved, that's what you saved, right? Feel good about it, feel bad about it, it's what you saved. You got to work with what you got. So can I generate enough supplemental income, what I call eat the eggs, not the chickens, off of that amount of money to fill that gap and still give me a rising income over time? Because if I can, then I can afford to retire, right? And the way we do it is from cash flow off the investment. So if you've got $1 million in your IRAs, your 401ks, and your savings, and you need $40,000, $50,000 of supplemental income, we're going to build out a portfolio that generates $40,000 or $50,000 of supplemental income so you can spend it independent of if the market's going up or down because you were just spending the cash flow off your portfolio. So how do you know when you take Social Security? you got to run an analysis. We run what we call a break-even analysis for somebody. So as an example, if you took it at 62 versus 67, here's what your break-even is. Maybe it's 75, maybe it's 82. If you took it at 64 rather than waiting to 67, or 67 rather than waiting to 70, you want to know what your break-even is. At how many years will it take you to break-even? So if you knew that it was going to take you 15, 17 years of collecting Social Security before it would have made sense to wait 3 more years to claim it, chances are you might want to retire a little sooner if that was possible, right? If you knew that the break-even was in 10 years and you have long longevity, you're probably going to wait a couple years. So it's unique to anybody. So if you really want to know how to maximize your Social Security, and if you're married, how you coordinate your spousal benefits and time those out too, what I recommend is give us a call. We'll run that analysis for you as part of our financial planning process. We'll walk you through exactly how it makes sense in your specific circumstances to claim Social Security so it meets your income plan. If you're interested in the next event, you can reach out. We also do Social Security workshops, both online and in person. Once again, to get this information, give us a call. Set up a 15-minute strategy call. Get your questions answered. Happy to run those reports for you. 866-316-0822 or go to crystallaketax.com. And here's why our Social Security planning analysis and the proprietary way we do it is why you're going to want to know this. If you've got assets, our planning's for you. Here's what I'll say. If you unfortunately haven't saved up anything for retirement, or you've saved, you know, less than $250,000, a lot of time, the math we've looked at, you probably should wait as long as possible to claim Social Security. Why? Because it's going to be most of your income in retirement. But for those of you that have $250,000, $500,000, $1 million, $3 million, that's what we specialize in, because for some of you, we can prove it's better to take Social Security early. And it goes back to that misconception I explained. You don't make your Social Security claiming decision in a vacuum. You have a plan that coordinates where all of your retirement income is coming from, and let that determine when you claim Social Security. So let's reiterate it. A lot of you heard Social Security grows at 8% a year. If you don't take it right, remember, you can start Social Security as early as 62, or you can delay it all the way to 70. So it's this proverbial question of, do I take it early? Yes or no? I get less if I take it early, or I can get more later. So what do I do? You run the analysis. The more resources you've saved up over the years, the more assets you have, give you more optionality on, do you take Social Security a little bit earlier and supplement with some of the other resources that you have? We've also run the equation where clients will retire at 60, 62, 63, live off of their assets just because we can get cash flow, interest, and dividends off of those without necessarily spending any of their own money. And then that allows them to retire. We'll be happy to run that for you. Now, just before we wrap up today, I want to give you one more opportunity to order what we call our Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got more than one thing in it because your retirement's complicated. You need more than one thing. It's got a copy of my second published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. What we found, having done this for over 22 years, is a lot of people have outgrown their advisor. Their advisor is just a product person, right? They've sold them stocks and bonds and annuities and life insurance and a junk drawer of stuff over the years. But now that they're within 5 years of retirement or they're already retired, what they really need is a real financial planner, somebody that can have some tax expertise, somebody that has estate planning expertise. And we do all that in-house at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. So how do you get your Retirement Success Toolkit? Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Thanks for joining us again this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, fiduciary financial planner Michael Stewart with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning advice, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.